Well, since the public is not interested, why wouldn't the cable companies just drop them, even though they may want them there? Why don't they just drop them?
Because they are basically packaged with the more popular offerings that these brands have, and because of the cozy relationship between the media companies that own cable networks and the media companies that own cable operators. The latter group would include Time Warner and Comcast. The former group would include, well, how do you like that? Time Warner and Comcast. the deals tend to be done in these where the large network is used to leverage the small one. ESPN grabbed the classic sports channel, which wasn't independent, stamped the ESPN brand on it, and then demanded that cable operators start carrying it. But they very soon sort of drained the whole classic of its meaning by showing, last week's football game a second time, and so people basically didn't see the reason to carry it. But because of these deals that they've negotiated, these cable operators, it would be virtually impossible for them to drop channels like ESPN Classic and VH1 Classic.
But, this points out a reason why some people are so angry with their cable company. I mean, we are likely in the middle of a Middle East revolution here, and a lot of people want to watch Al Jazeera, and it's not available on some cable systems, but these other channels that nobody's watching are.
And it was a wonderful image, Frank Rich in the New York Times talking about people streaming Al Jazeera English on their computers, huddled over their laptops like Eastern Europeans in the 1950s to listen to Radio Free Europe. And it's simply because Al Jazeera does not have an equity stakeholder in the United States. Neither, for that matter, I should mention, does Current TV. Which is still an independent owned cable network, and maybe that accounts a little bit for its low profile. But I would love to see it. My fantasy, Dimitri, is to see a couple or three of these channels that the public has clearly rejected removed from the airwaves and replaced with something like Al Jazeera. Washingtonians are very fortunate in that they have a wide selection of world news, but out here in the rest of the country, we simply don't have those choices. And as was evidenced from the Egypt unrest, we want those choices.
Aaron, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Aaron Barnhart, TV critic with the Kansas City Star.